Part 3. A. You're going to listen to a conversation about a fair organization. Listen carefully and complete the notes below. Write only one word for each blank. Ms. Jones, could you explain to us how to prepare a fair or an exhibition and what problems may be after it?
With my pleasure. If one wants to participate in a fair, he needs to set up a contract with the organizer and asks for detailed description about the show and application procedure. Then he needs to follow the procedure to make the application.
How about the fair organizer? What does he do in this stage?
For the fair organizer, in order to ensure the success of a trading fair, he should provide a good service before the fair starts. The service involves a wide area of services, such as advertising for exhibitions, sales planning, booth design and construction, and many other services. But actually, I think as an organizer, the work after exhibitions is no less easy, sometimes even harder.
Oh, could you tell us more about this point?
Yes, after the exhibition, exhibitors may sometimes complain to the organizer about the high cost of attendance, delay of the equipment, though they have tried their best to explain the reasons and solve the problems if possible. Besides, some visitors to the exhibition may have some disputes with the exhibitors. The buyers may, in many cases, find that the goods he or she has bought are not satisfactory as he or she thought.
So, what do they do to solve the problems?
The buyers may also turn to the organizer for help. In most cases, buyers will choose the way of writing the complaints to the sellers directly. In business activities, no matter how perfect an organization may be, it is certain that complaints may arise from either the exhibitors or the customers.
B. Listen carefully to the second part of the talk and decide which one is not correct. So, Ms. Jones, could you tell us more about what an exhibitor need to do after a show and how to measure whether it is successful?
For sure. When the exhibition finishes, it is time to follow through all to the new opportunities you've generated. When you get back to the office, sit down with the stand staff and key managers. Do an honest assessment of what worked and what didn't in order to get suggestions for improving performance for future events. There is a framework for developing your own approach to exhibition measurement.
Great. What is it?
First, don't just evaluate your results immediately after the event, because it needs time to get feedback. Second, follow up all contacts. For example, a thank you letter, phone call, information pack, or emailing them the visitors. At the same time, you can follow through on all press releases. A timely phone call to the editors could mean a solid mention in a post-show reviewed by thousands. In addition, reserve a place for next year. Last but not least, don't forget to write a final report. By the time next year's show comes up, you should all have a pretty complete idea of the value of your participation.
Very inspiring. Thank you, Ms. Jones.